Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:31, down 6 on the open. May, 6:42.5, down 5.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 6:04, down 9.25 on the open. May, 6:22, down 4. July, 6:27.5, down 9.75. September, 6:47, down 10.25 on the open. March corn opened at 4:08.5, down 7.5 on the open. May, 4:19, down 11.25. July, 4:29.5, down 7.75. September, 4:39.25, down 8. December, 4:53.25, down 7.25. March of 2010, 4:63, down 9. July of 2010, 4:76, down 9 on the open. January beans opened at $10, down 14.25 on the open. March, 9.81, down 9. May, 9.91, down 10. July, 10.03, down 8.75. November, 9.96, down 10. January of 2010, 10.02, down 11. March, 10.08, down 11 on the open. March soybean meal opened at $2.93.50, down $2 on the open. January soybean oil opened at $35.35, down 57 on the open. March, $35.55, down 63. February live cattle opened at $85.60, down 17.5 on the open. January feeders, $94.50, unchanged. February lean hogs, $63.35, down 20. February bellies opened at $84.50, down $1.40 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Well, as we look at the market action, it has been a fairly impressive run up in both corn and beans. We saw some setback yesterday. We're seeing some follow-through today. If you look at the technical charts in the bean complex, the March composite, we sort of moved up the top of the trading range a little bit back into the October time frame of last year, and now we're pushing back down again. Have we just expanded the trading range, or in your estimation, are we taking a pause for something that might go higher?
I think we're probably still in the pause phase here. I mean, we did have a good day there on, I've been out on the road here, I guess it was Tuesday, where we had a pretty good surge to the upside, and we were able to kind of close in that 1019, 1021 chart gap that was left back in October on the March contract. That also is right up against the 100-day moving average. So when traders, I think, look at some of these technical indicators and they kind of look at the advance that we've had basically since early December, I think they decided that that was a place to maybe lighten up on some shorts. We did see a modest pickup of country movement activity on that push up. So there was not only some technical resistance looking at the chart pattern, there was also some fundamental resistance through increased farmer sales. But yesterday's decline, I know it felt kind of heavy, but we didn't give back everything we gained the day before. Beans were down a little bit overnight, but, you know, we got strong enough export sales here today on beans that beans are kind of holding steady, only down slightly. So, my bias is that we still have another push or so up on this market. I do being a cycle type person, do honestly believe, you know, we are 5 weeks up. So we are getting into what we would call more of a mature stages of some of these shorter term cycles for maybe the market to consolidate, even maybe turn down a little bit. But when you draw the trend lines, they point northeast at the moment. And as long as they point northeast, I think one needs to kind of remain generally positive.
Well, if they point northeast, then what do you think the next benchmark might be? Back in 30 September, we were as high as 1126.
Well, this is the time of year you could probably get into trouble. But if we would take out yesterday's high, Monday's high, and start climbing above this, 1020 area, I think the gates then are open for a dollar up.
And that's pretty much what we were talking about into that 1120 area. Let's look at the corn then. What is your thoughts there?
Corn is struggling. Struggling both technically and fundamentally. I mean, export sales here this past week, only 261,000. I do understand we're still, kind of in the holiday doldrums anyway. But ethanol grind is struggling. So the trade is looking at a rising ending stocks projection. I think a lot of people think that maybe the ending stocks projection could work its way all the way up to 2 billion maybe before the year's out, unless something happens pretty quick. But I do like the price action in corn. Tuesday there, we were able to punch out the reversal down that we had there toward the end of the year at 423 and three quarters. Now, we weren't able to maintain that and extend that. We did set back yesterday, and of course, we are setting back a little bit here today. But as long as we can kind of hold above this 402, 404 area on the March corn, I think it still has some more room yet to try to push on up into the October high, or that those October chart gaps that are up in that anywhere between 450 and 470. I think there's a shot at that. You see the 100-day moving average sitting here about 455.
Are you optimistic about those numbers enough to recommend sales above the market then in those areas?
Well, I think that's what a farmer ought to shoot for. Now, I mean, like I said, I'm giving everybody kind of a technical perspective. That is, if we can kind of hold this break here together, we have a shot at those levels. And I would say that anyone that's looking at wanting to move some grain between now and March 1 for one reason or the other, primarily cash flow type purposes, I think those are areas that he should target to let some inventory go.
Do you think that we're in for another bite at the apple maybe in late January or early February?
No, I think the way I would be playing this thing, the strength that we're getting here during January is likely to lead to weakness in February. A lot of that may depend upon what next week's report tells us, whether or not there's any major changes in the supply side. We're not going to get any I guess we will get some supply-demand tables with that. And I guess I'm a little worried that the demand could be pulled back a little bit. So, anytime you go into a January report, you got to get braced for some surprises. And I guess I would kind of brace myself for some surprises. So, and that's kind of like what I said on beans. We are 5 weeks up out of that early December low point. So we are mature enough from a cyclical point of view that it could get a little tipsy-turvy. A lot of times, though, the first push-up out of a harvest low will go more than 5 weeks, so that's why I kind of want to stay generally positive as long as we don't tear up any chart actions. You do have the 20-day moving average crossing over the 50-day, so yep. You are going to get some of these moving average types wanting to maybe go long the market. You've had that in soybeans. So I want to stay generally positive here for a little more up in the marketplace, but I don't know if I want to be wildly bullish anyway.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's take a look at some prices in Kansas City. March wheat at 633, down 4. The Board of Trade, March wheat 608.5, down 4 and 3 quarters. July 632.5, down 4 and 3 quarters. March corn 410, down 6.5. July 430.5, down 6 and 3 quarters. January beans 993, up 3. July 1013.5, up 1 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.